Northwest Arkansas continues to show the signs of a booming healthcare market, and the newest example, potentially, is a 41,000 square foot rehabilitation hospital in Rogers. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. I'm Paul Gatling. According to plans submitted to the city for review, Dallas-based healthcare provider Everett Rehabilitation Hospitals is planning to build on a 5-acre site in the Pleasant Crossing addition, east of Interstate 49 at the corner of South Pleasant Crossing Boulevard and South Dixieland Road. The property is owned by commercial development firm Sitton Group of Rogers. The hospital would be built on the southeast edge of the Pleasant Crossing Commons Shopping Center, whose tenants include Ashley Furniture Home Store and Burlington Coat Factory. Everest operates two Texas hospitals in Temple and Longview, according to its website, and focuses on post-acute care through both facility-based and outpatient services. The project is just now beginning to make its way through the development pipeline and has not yet been placed on an agenda for the Rogers Planning Commission. Phone messages left with both Sitton Group and Everest Rehabilitation have not been returned, but we will update you with more details when we have them. You are listening to the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. And sticking with the healthcare beat, Arkansas is now the third state to be granted a federal waiver, allowing it to require some Medicaid expansion beneficiaries to work. The signed waiver was presented to Governor Asa Hutchinson during a press conference at the state capitol on March the 5th. The waiver allows the state to require beneficiaries of its Arkansas Works program, who are between the ages of 19 and 49, to work 80 hours per month or engage in other activities such as job training, job searching, education, or volunteering. Arkansas will phase in the program beginning with recipients ages 30 to 49 this year. Next year, recipients ages 19 to 30. The state will begin applying the work requirement this month, and recipients will begin reporting their work activities June the 1st. In a recent interview with Roby Brock, Arkansas Department of Human Services Director Cindy Gillespie said the state will receive enough detail to verify and cross-check the honesty of the reporting, and there will also be audit measures in place to spot-check accounts to avoid fraud.
Okay, so what do I do? I have to go online and access a portal, create an account.
Yes.
And tell me how I do that and what I'm going to be punching into this account.
Okay. First, it's on our accessarkansas.gov. The first thing you do is you go on there and you literally put in just your name, your information, and create an account, just like you would do with anything else. Then what you do from there is you'll go into your account and you'll tell us whether or not you would fit any of the areas that would make you exempt so that you don't have to work.
There's a lot of those, but for instance, there could be an under 18-year-old at your home that you have to take care of.
If you have a dependent child in your home, if you're caring for an incapacitated person, if your mother is incapacitated and you're the caregiver, if you're a full-time student,
there's a lot of those.
Yes.
So let's say I don't meet any of those exemptions.
Okay.
I've got to do 80 hours of work or search for work or workforce education.
Activities each month. And then what you do each month is you come on that portal and you tell us what you did. I mean, we've made it very simple, but you come back in and you say, I worked for 20 hours, and you tell us where you worked, right, and what you earned doing that. Or you say, I did job search activities through the Department of Workforce Services, and I did that for 40 hours. And you tell us what
you did. A lot of job search in 40 hours.
That is a lot of job search for 40 hours. We actually have a limit. You can only do 40 hours a month of job search.
Is this the honor system, though? I mean, how are you going to track that these folks are being honest in this?
Couple of ways, but primarily, people tell us, we ask for enough detail. In other words, if you tell us you worked, you're going to tell us where you worked, you're going to tell us where it's located, and then we will be able to do a couple of things. One, we do have data feeds that we get through the Department of Workforce Services and others that tell us what wages and people are earning. So we will be able to look at some of it through data feeds. And then we're also going to have our own quality assurance program where we pull a certain number of them each month and we go check them out.
Kind of do an audit.
Do an audit and see what's going on. And then we also we will be running data analytics on what we see. And if we start to see any odd patterns, then that will be something that we will go check out.
That's a lot of work for a work requirement.
You know, we look at this as it is so incredibly important that the people who are on the program use this program as an opportunity to advance up the economic ladder, right? If they don't take advantage of the services that are available to them through the Department of Workforce Services, I mean, there are free job search, there are on-the-job training programs, there are apprentice programs, there are all kinds of programs to help people get their education, get a GED, two-year, vocational, you name it, right? All of that is there. And people are not taking advantage of it. So a little bit of work on our part in order to help somebody get to those services and actually improve their lives so that they move off of Medicaid and move on up the economic ladder, I mean, that's what we're here to do.
So one of the waivers did not get approval. Tell me where that stands and what has to happen, do you think, for it to get approval
Sure.
from the feds?
That part of the waiver is for us to be able to reduce the income eligibility limit for you to be on Arkansas Works from what is currently 138% of federal poverty level to the poverty level, to 100%.
And we'll be right back after this.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Finally today, Arkansas's unemployment rate is holding steady so far in 2018. According to new labor force data released earlier this week, the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained at 3.7% for the third straight month. The state's civilian labor force declined by 1,521 between months, a result of 1,879 fewer employed and 358 more employed Arkansans. And that's all the time we have today for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Be sure and follow us online at nwabusinessjournal.com and on social media by searching NWABJ on both Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.